Military officials say that the number of suicides within the ranks of U.S. Special Forces has hit record levels. The number of self-inflicted deaths is also high in Navy SEALs and Army Rangers. Experts believe the high amount of self-inflicted deaths is related to the effects of multiple years in combat.
Are we where we need to be? No, it's going to take us a while to catch up because nobody ever thought these wars would last that long.
Suicide numbers have risen steadily, but they have reached their highest levels over the past 2 years, say politicians following the issue.
So it is personal to me. We need to find a solution to solve this problem.
According to the latest count from U.S. officials, more active duty servicemen and servicewomen across the U.S. armed forces died by suicide, an estimated 350, then died in combat. Troubled troops also have difficulties adjusting to the decreasing demand in U.S. military services. Experts say with the U.S.'s shrinking troop levels, many soldiers may feel that their role in life is being diminished, especially if their identity is being tied into being in the military. Experts believe that it may take more than a year to evaluate the effects of long-term combat on special operations units who run missions from assassinations to humanitarian aid. The Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marine Corps Special Operations Commands make up about 59,000 people, according to the Pentagon. Despite the alarming trend, there appears to be a glimmer of hope in helping to curb the number of military suicides.
Well, basically, it's down, but it's still higher than it was before the war started.
The increasing trend appears to have been consistent in 2013, but early data is showing a slight decrease. There were recorded 284 suicides among active duty forces in the year to December 15th. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.